Hey mama, welcome back to the Time Matters Method. Welcome to the podcast where I am going to teach you how to save time so that you can do more of what matters even as a busy working mom. If you are at work all day and yet you want to have more time for your faith, your fitness, and your family, then you are in the right place. Hi, I'm Felicia, and I am going to give you back your time on today because we are going to go through time savers. I'm going to teach you how to do all the things way more effectively and efficiently, and just how to prioritize and plan. So when you look up at the end of the day on Sunday, you have done everything that matters in your life. And you would be refreshed and ready for Monday. It's time to have more time. So let's begin the Time Matters Method. Thank you so very much for joining me on another episode of the Time Matters Method on today. And today we are going to be talking about, I am going to be sharing just four ways on how to reclaim your time and focus to take that deep dive into the Word of God, to take that deep dive into the Word of God. I know when my boys were small, I had a desire to build my relationship with the Lord and to spend more time with the Lord and to have that quiet time, to be able to just take that deep dive into the Word of God. But a lot of days I was challenged to do that. I was challenged and do that. I would have distractions. I would lose focus. A lot of times when I had that desire to take that deep dive into the Word of God, when I got there in my quiet time, oh my goodness, my thoughts was just running away with me, just going crazy in my head because I had so many things going on in my head and I wasn't in tune and I wasn't focused the way I needed to be and the way that I desired to be. So today I want to talk about how you as that busy working career mom to help you to reclaim that time and to reclaim that focus so that you can take that deep dive into the Word of God. Because ladies, our foundation, our life, it is built on the Word of God. And that is one thing that we cannot neglect. Is spending time in His presence, spending time in the Word, getting revelation and interpretation, getting insight, illumination, wisdom, and knowledge and direction from the Word of God. Everything that we need, it is in the Word of God. Everything that we need is in the Word of God. Spending time in the Word, it is necessary. It is necessary. And when Jesus was talking to Martha and Mary, I'm sure everybody knows the story of Martha and Mary, how Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and Martha was in the kitchen per se serving. And Jesus said that it was one thing. It was just one thing, that one thing that was needed that would not be taken away from Mary. And I just want to encourage you on today to not forget, to not neglect that one thing that we as mothers and wives so desperately need. We need the Word. We need the Word of God. We need to take that time to take that deep dive into the Word, to study on the Word, to meditate on the Word, to get the Word in our hearts, to get the Word in our hearts, because we wear, as moms, career working moms, we wear many hats. Put on one, take off the other. Put on one, take out the other. So we have to be intentional. We have to be moving from the distractions to becoming disciplined. Moving from the distractions and becoming disciplined. Is it easy? No way is it easy. No, ma'am. It is not easy. It is very challenging because it's challenging because everything and everybody, it seems like it's always trying to get our time and our attention. Trying to get our time and our attention. And we're trying to steal away. We're trying to steal away. We're trying to steal away to be able to take that deep dive into the Word of God. Into the Word of God. And a lot of times when we prepare for our quiet time to study, you know, we're excited. How many of you have been just excited, you know, to get in the Word of God and you got everything laid out and you got your phone laid out beside you. And that's just a big, big distraction. I'm going to give you my personal testimony. There has been so many times where I have prepared for my study time, put all of my materials out and had my phone out and just beginning to read and get into the Word. And the next thing you know, bing, bing, I got a text. And you know that it's hard to resist not looking at who the text is from or who the email is from. And then the next thing you know, you're checking your emails. You check one other email. And then the next thing you know, you're checking your text. You're checking one other text. And God forbid if you get a Facebook notification pops up. Oh my goodness. That's it then. That is it. You are distracted. You have lost your focus and your whole mindset has shifted. And not only that, but I have wasted precious quality time to spend in the Word because I have gotten distracted, And just to think about it, when you are spending time with your spouse and you are spending time with a friend, it's rude to be distracted by your phone. So how much more do you think that when we are in the presence of the Lord, when we are spending that quiet time with Him, when we have set that time aside for Him, and we're constantly strolling our phone, looking at Facebook posts, or we're looking at emails, or we're looking at texts, instead of having our total focus on Him, having our total focus in on the Word of God. So I want to share 4 practical ways that can help you, that have helped me to combat those distractions. 4 practical ways. And the first way is to create your very own creative toolbox, spiritual toolbox, or Bible study toolbox, or you can call it your quiet time basket, whatever you want to call it, but have all of your study material, your biblical materials, have it organized for your quiet time. They're your tools. They are your biblical tools. So you can have your study Bible or Bibles, your commentaries, your pens, your notebooks, your journals, your highlighters. I'm one to highlight. I highlight everything. I love highlighting. So those are the study materials that you can already have prepared for your quiet time, for your deep dive. Number 2. Like I was saying earlier, silence your phone, but not just silence your phone, but it would be a great idea to completely put it out of sight and out of mind. Put it away, put it out of sight, because out of sight is out of mind. And that way you won't even be tempted to check a text, an email, or even be tempted to go down and start scrolling on Facebook, to go down and start looking at Facebook posts. So put your phone completely away. Number three is, how many of you have experienced this? When you get ready to pray, or when you get ready to spend that quality time with the Lord, it seems like everything began to surface up to your brain. And this is a big, big barrier. This is a big blockage, because we're thinking about and we're focusing on things that we have to do versus our deep dive, taking that deep dive into the Word of God. We're thinking about our tasks. We're thinking about our worries. We're thinking about what we have to do. We're thinking about the cares of the world. We're thinking about our to-do list. We're thinking about what we have to do at work. We're thinking about all the laundry that we got to do. What we need to do is release it all. Release it all. Just have a complete brain dump. Complete brain dump. And ask the Lord to help you to release everything. Release everything while you are ready and preparing to enter into His presence and preparing to study the Word of God, because you want to give that time with Him your complete focus. You want to give that time with Him your complete focus, because you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss the downloads that He wants to give you. You don't want to miss the rhema word that He wants to share with you. You don't want to miss the insight. You don't want to miss the revelation knowledge that He wants to give you. And not only that, you don't want to miss the direction and the insight that He wants to give you for that day. You don't want to miss the direction and the instructions and the insight that He may want to give you for that day, because we as mothers and wives, we want Him to order our steps. Even though we have made our plans, even though we have created our to-do list, our checklist, but we still want to lift it up to Him. We still want to lift it up to Him and just let Him lead and guide us through all our day. Let Him order our steps. Let Him direct our path. But if we get distracted, we're going to miss all the goodies that He has for us, because we didn't get an opportunity to take that deep dive into the Word of God. And when we take that deep dive into the Word of God, it brings us closer to Him. It helps us to get to know Him for who He is. And when we take that deep dive into the Word and meditate on the Word of God, we begin to learn even the more of who He is, His attributes, and just be able to experience His love, His mercy, experience who He is. So we don't want to miss out on our deep dive in the Word of God. And also, number four, I want to share number four. After we have created our biblical toolbox for that quiet time, we have silenced our phone, we have put that away. Number three, we have released it all and we've had that brain dump. Now, number four, let's spend time in worship. Let's spend time in worship. We are now inviting in the presence of God. We are creating the right heart posture. We are positioning our hearts and minds to come in and to be in His presence, to come in and be in His presence. And this is how we can combat these distractions that may continue to show up, the distractions that may continue to show up. And the scripture that I want to leave with you on today is Colossians 3:2 that reads, set your mind on the things above. Set your mind on the things that are above and not on the earthly things. Set your mind on the things that are above and not on the earthly things. When we are setting our mind on the things above, then it's going to help us to stay focused and in tune on taking our deep dive into the Word of God. I know a lot of times, you know, we're challenged with time. We're challenged with time and how to take that deep dive and when to take that deep dive. But even if it's just for 15 minutes, even if it's just for 30 minutes, even if you may have 1 hour, I personally, a lot of times, I take my deep dive on my lunch hour because for me, on my lunch hour, that is my time, no distractions, and that's a lot of times it is the best time for me to take my deep dive into the Word of God. God knows all of our schedules. He knows everything about us. He knows everything that we have to do each and every day. But if we just make that sacrifice to spend that time with Him and spend that time in His presence and to spend that time studying His Word and getting to know Him and drawing nigh to you, God honors that. He honors that, putting Him first, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He said, if we were to do that, mamas, if we would just do that, seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, He said, everything else that we need, He didn't say it shall be subtracted. He said it shall be added as unto you. He will add those things to our life that we need if we would just put Him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then everything else that we need, it will be taken care of. If we would just take that time to take that deep dive continually in the Word of God. Because remember, it's our life and it's our foundation. It's our life and it is our foundation. So I just want to encourage you today to just take a moment on today and to just implement at least one of these strategies to help you to stay focused during your Bible study time, during your deep dive time, and commit it into your routine. Commit it into your daily routine. Moms, we must be intentional and we must prioritize and focus in on our Bible study time because it is very crucial. It is very crucial. And I just want to leave with you on today to just let you know that He's waiting for you and me to come and commune with Him. So that is it for today's episode. I hope that it was a blessing to you. I hope it was a blessing to you on today. And if you know anyone out there that's looking to grow their relationship with the Lord, any mom out there that's looking to grow in their relationship with the Lord, looking to find ways and tunes and tips to be able to balance out their life even more, to be more productive, to balance out their work life and balance out their home life and just be all that God would have them to be, to flourish and grow into the best version of who you are, the best version of who you are, and walk in power and purpose and be all that God would have you to be. even while you're serving as a mom, even while you're serving in your respective roles, even while you are serving. So I hope you loved today's episode, and I hope it blessed you in some way. If so, would you share this episode with someone else you feel would be blessed by it? And if you would do me a really big favor and go to Apple and leave me a review and subscribe, this will really help me to spread the word.